I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New equipping centers near the borders of Sudan will help displaced believers heal from trauma and persecution. And World Missionary Press is preparing to speak to the nations at the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. That story in just a few moments. But first, about 2,000 believers from a Muslim background escaped Sudan's war in recent months. Now, they face persecution from Muslim refugees in two displacement camps near the Sudan-South Sudan border. One believer, a mother of seven, suffered head injuries when her Muslim husband beat her after discovering her Christian faith. Equipping centers, run by a group we can't name for security purposes, offer biblical healing for trauma just like this. John says they're starting 5 equipping centers in border communities.
They're in key locations that have direct and close access to Sudanese refugees and to unreached people groups from Sudan. The purpose is to be a launching place to take trauma healing to the people where they need it, to do evangelism, discipleship, and church planting.
One border community saw the tremendous need for this group's work and gifted an acre of land for the first equipping center.
We have the land, we have the buildings two-thirds done, but what we can't get is materials because they used to come across the border from Sudan. We have to wait for the rain to stop so that we can bring them from another area and finish it.
Pray that John's group can access the resources it needs to finish work on the equipping centers and ask God to provide for Sudanese refugees so they don't have to go back until it's safe.
The RSF have just wreaked havoc. It's ISIS-like what they do.
Next, imagine working a ministry job while on the run from war. That would mean that you were utterly convinced that your work mattered. Here's another angle on war in Sudan from Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver.
One of the key ways that I see God answer prayer is we've got people that care so much about the Sudanese people. They're working desperately to continue to do their work because they know people are lost.
Sudan is around 95% unreached with the gospel. Members of Spoken Worldwide's Oral Bible Translation team have been displaced themselves from the fighting, yet they carve out time to keep translating and recording scripture for oral learners.
I mean, the amount of commitment that's necessary to be thinking about things like that while you're just trying to survive is pretty amazing.
But Spoken Worldwide's pastor development program is likely on hold indefinitely as the war disrupts relationships and communication methods. Pray for the peace of Sudan and that Jesus would reveal himself to those on the run. Pray also for indigenous Christian leaders as they adapt.
Even if they're unable to currently do the type of ministry that we envision, we want them to be able to keep their long-term focus and say, well, okay, at some point I'll be able to get back to that.
And a lot of folks are looking forward to the Summer Olympics for the athletic performances and global competition. But Helen Williams from World Missionary Press is anticipating the opportunities for gospel outreach. WMP's ministry involves printing and mailing short scripture booklets to people all over the world. And at events like the 2024 Paris Olympics, these materials can be handed out in person to thousands of people.
We have groups that focus on reaching the athletes as well as the attendees. And because we have material in so many different languages and there's so many different nations involved, gathered, this is the opportunity to share that might not be available within their country or where they live.
Other events like Wimbledon, Tour de France, or even an upcoming rock festival are chances for in-person outreach. This type of work can be intense, and it's hard to tell what kind of outcome there'll be.
The results are that the word went out and was well received. So then you leave it to the Spirit.
WMP has contacts around the world who use these scripture booklets at smaller local events, too.
Again, it's the free material, and it's the Word of God, and it's in the heart language. And that's what keeps this generated and keeps this moving. When people recognize that it's available, they're willing to go use the literature.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.